Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We continue midweek in the Gospel according to John. We've come here from Romans 8, verse 29, as we speak of the foreknowledge of God found in the person of Jesus Christ. Let us not lose sight of this. Foreknowledge is our subject now as found in our Lord. And we do have this outline. In the book of John, we find Jesus knows people, Jesus knows his own, Jesus knows God the Father, and Jesus knows his own destiny. Last time we finished points 1 and 2, Jesus knows people and Jesus knows his own. Point 2 naturally follows point 1. If Jesus knows all people, then he certainly knows we who belong to him. We who are his true disciples. And we looked at a couple of verses in John 10 and John 13 that demonstrate the all-knowing nature of Jesus towards his disciples, both false and true disciples. Certainly more can be said there. You might want to ask about Jesus choosing certain people and not choosing certain other people. You might want to talk about Judas being chosen to fulfill the prophecy of the psalmist. Most of all, you may want to debate the role of a person's free will in following Christ, in being his sincere disciple. These are all good and often hot topics, but we will save them for another time, touching on part of this as part of predestination, our next topic. Oh, you will want to be with us for that. This week, I'm eager to continue in John so that we can complete our outline and get back to Romans. As always, if you have a question or a comment, either hold on to it until you hear me address it, or write to me. Mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K @godisministry.org. Email is always the best and fastest way to get me. But if you are unable to use email, then write. God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. I welcome feedback. In fact, you've been quiet recently. Are you out there? Are you learning anything? Do you have a comment or a question? Or are you willing to take just a few minutes and jot me a quick note to say, I listen, I am out here. Perhaps include how you listen, name your radio station or podcast. This won't take you long, but it will make my day. Please do reach out and do so today. Thank you. Up next in our outline is this. Jesus knows God the Father. Let me give an introduction on this third point, because here we come upon one of the central truths in all of the Gospel of John. Have you read John? In certain traditions, and according to a certain approach to evangelism and discipleship, Christians are taught to evangelize someone we know who is not a Christian. This could be a colleague at the office, one of our fellow students, or a family member. As we share the good news of the gospel and pray, one day the person we've been witnessing to responds positively to Jesus, and we see manifest in them saving faith in the Lord. As we rejoice, we reach for our next tool that we have been taught to give to the new believer. This is the Gospel of John. We have been taught to use John with the new Christian. So we encourage them to sit down and read it. Christian publishers have published only John for this very purpose. Was this what you were taught to do? If so, then you know this can be an effective way for a new Christian to begin their discipleship with Christ. And I agree, this can be an effective approach. However, I have always been fascinated by the choice of John. I wholeheartedly embrace getting new Christians to immediately begin reading the Bible. This is a discipline essential to, well, discipleship. Every believer must be a Bible reader, and more than just reading, applying, and in order to apply, understanding the Bible. But John? Friends, John is heavy theology. John can be difficult to understand. I favor Mark or Luke for the brand new Christian. Oh yes, there is theology in Matthew, Mark, and Luke as well, but Mark starts the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Then he takes us on a swift-moving tour of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And Luke starts, inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught. And then Luke does exactly what he says he will do. He writes out in consecutive order everything he has carefully investigated concerning Jesus the Christ. But here is how John begins. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. For a new disciple, for someone who has read very little, perhaps nothing, of the Bible, let alone in the Bible, are we sure the best starting point out of the four Gospels is John? I am not saying God the Spirit, now present in the life of the new Christian, cannot use John, cannot teach John, cannot make John understandable and applicable. Certainly, the Holy Spirit can do that. But for me, I find Mark and Luke the more accessible starting points. And here is why I am telling you this. One of the recurring themes for Jesus, and we can make the case this is the recurring theme, but at least one of the insights our Lord is constantly speaking to us about in John is the relationship he has with God the Father. This comes up constantly in the words of our Lord. I mean, Jesus everywhere speaks about his heavenly Father. No one reading John seriously thought fully, paying attention, can miss this. Matching my task to my time, I want to start with a conclusion the first disciples finally make after listening to Jesus emphasize his relationship with God over and over again. Then we will make our way backwards across the text to listen to only some of the words of the Lord that he uses to reveal the special intimacy God the Son has with God the Father. Okay? As I said, this is not easy to understand, and I believe all of us will never fully understand the nature of this special relationship. Alas, with God's help, like the disciples, we must try. Here is when it dawns on the 12, or by now the 11, Judas having been identified as the betrayer, that Jesus knows God the Father. The verse is the 30th of the 16th chapter of John, but I will pick up the reading at verse 28 and go to verse 31. I am reading John chapter 16, verses 28 through 31. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. I am leaving the world again and going to the Father. His disciples said, Lo, now you are speaking plainly and are not using a figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things and have no need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? In verse 28, you heard Jesus affirm that he came from the Father. That is, Jesus came from God. And he came into the world, and soon he tells the disciples he will leave the world and go back to God the Father. In verse 29, the disciples applaud Jesus for speaking so plainly to them. And then in verse 30, they affirm their conviction that Jesus is indeed God. Notice how they speak of Christ's deity, Christ's omniscience, by saying, "Now we know that you know all things." I love that. Now we know that you know. Now we, here is that word, know, that you, Jesus, this word again, know all things. They are dealing with divine knowledge here. The disciples continue in verse 30, "You have no need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Oh, yes, there it is. They get it. They finally get it. You, Jesus, came from God. Notice Christ's response. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe?" As if to say, oh, so now you get it. The reason I am pointing out the conclusion these closest to Jesus finally make is because, working backwards in the text, let's see how often the Lord talks about his knowing God, coming from God, how intimate his relationship is with God, how Jesus and God are one. And we will begin our journey, Lord willing, tomorrow, because I want to add this to my mini introduction. Every time I come through the Gospel of John, I am struck by the nature of the relationship between God the Father and God the Son, and in particular, how submissive and obedient Jesus is to God. Because Jesus is God, why should it be that Jesus, co-equal with God, is so subordinate to his heavenly Father? Let's explore this more. Jesus knows God the Father, and this is everywhere in the sometimes hard-to-understand Gospel of John. There's lots more to discover tomorrow right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.